From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, we talk about if the government can bring back mask mandates with Byron Keelan of Freedom Principle, and then making the city of St. Louis the best it can be with Andrew Polacek and the Right Mind Studio Band, Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
I am so excited, Joey. You know why I'm excited?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, Mitch is supposed to do his Christmas concert.
Oh, yes.
He's promised. He said, at least today, I promise that I will play a Christmas song. And that apparently wasn't it.
All December, he's been teasing us. We've been hearing him warm up. And then now, I think you talked to him before the show started. It's official. It's going to happen.
He said, I promise I'm going to do a Christmas song. And that wasn't it.
A Christmas miracle is going to happen better than Baby Jesus.
Well, I certainly hope so. Yeah. Are you excited? Because Christmas is, it's actually 2 days away.
I'm fine with it, you know.
I was talking to Jim a little earlier.
I'm just joking. I love Christmas.
I do, too.
I just came out to my parents, actually, that I'm openly slay.
Oh my gosh.
That's how much I love Christmas.
You told me that you're openly slay.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
well, what did Jim tell you? Was he talking about Christmas with you?
Jim came in here.
Jim Modlin, voice of the station. He is the voice of God.
The best voice I think I've ever heard, as a matter of fact. But he said, that it's going to come whether we want it to or not. So we just have to,
take a pill for that, I think.
I think, yeah, it's kind of like getting a cold or something like that. Yeah, it's going to be here whether we want it to or not. So I'm going to just take Jim's advice and say, yeah. You know what I'm doing, Joey? I'm taking a lot of vitamin C, D, and zinc. In fact, I'm taking that every morning now. So that's supposed to really clear me out. But, you know, do you take a multivitamin?
Well, sometimes I just chew on a vitamin C when I don't have any orange juice in the fridge.
Right.
I'm like, I can't get my breakfast. My day started without it. So I'll just pop a tablet in, and it's real chalky. I don't like it that much.
No, I don't like it either. No, I don't like that at all. In fact, sometimes I'm not going to even take my vitamin today, as a matter of fact.
You know, I'm a Flintstones kid, though.
Flintstones are the best. I mean, I used to, if they still had that's what they ought to have, because they ought to have like vitamins that are like, since we don't watch the Flintstones anymore, at least I do. Maybe they should have shows that we actually watch.
Little Bill O'Reilly head there.
Bill O'Reilly,
or a Tucker Carlson
head. Something like that. That would be good. Or maybe something different. You know what I found out? You're not going to believe this. I am sitting. I promised. Okay. Now, if you noticed, last week, I didn't bring up my wife once. Okay. And she even asked. She said, why didn't you bring me up? I said, because you told me not to. She said, you could at least mention me once. So I'm going to bring her up just once today. But I am sitting at we have this thing called an island. It used to be called a table. Okay. But now we call them an island. I don't know when, furniture became, islands or mountains or whatever the heck it is. But anyway, there's a placemat. And right in front of me, it's like a holiday placemat, and I put my coffee cup on it. She says, get that off the placemat. That's just for show. Just for show.
I had a friend whose mom got mad when you put stuff in the trash can, because she said, I just cleaned that.
Exactly. It's the same kind of thing. Now we have these holiday towels. Mm-hmm. And apparently those are just for show.
Are they red?
It's a red, white, and there's also some green ones.
Well, a little boogie got on there probably. They weren't green originally.
But it's just for show. I mean, so now we have all this stuff all over the house that I don't know what to use. Okay, because I don't know if it's just for show or if it's something that we can actually use. Just for show. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, placemats, towels, pillows. Do we have appliances that are just for show?
I have an ice dispenser that's like that on my fridge.
It
doesn't actually dispense ice. We never hooked it up.
Unbelievable.
Makes us look like we're rich. Same with the dishwasher.
That's just
where we store dirty dishes. We just store the dirty dishes in there, but we never hooked it up, so I got to still wash them by hand.
It's totally confusing to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to do now. I mean, it's really got me quite anxious. And on the line with me right now is Byron Keelan from the Freedom Principle, who has just gotten over some hernia surgery. How's it going, my friend?
I'm doing really good. Just, getting back. The doctor says everything looks good. Just can't lift anything over 20 pounds.
Well, that's good.
Still has to do the laundry.
I was going to say, if you're married, I would milk that for as long as you can, because I did.
I'm trying to.
I milked mine for about 4 or 5 years. Yeah, and then they finally figured it out. Well, it's not. He doesn't need it anymore. Well, Brian, let's talk about what's been going on, because there's a lot of things that you wanted to hit upon. One of the things that we were touching base on before you came on was that this whole mask mandate and all the vaccines and all this stuff like that, that our government and schools were making mandatory. Now, what do you have to say about that? Because apparently there's something going on that they can't do that anymore. Is that correct?
Well, they can do it, and which is unfortunate, but we're trying to actually stop them from doing it. We're proposing, we're trying to gather signatures for a ballot initiative to put on the 2024 November ballot an amendment to Missouri's Constitution to protect our right to informed consent. And this informed consent means that the government or schools, so that means K through 12 and institutions of higher education, so like the University of Missouri and all those groups, would not be able to issue any type of regulation, ordinance, order, law, you know, any type of mandates that coerces or infringes upon an individual's right to refuse any medical treatment, technology, you know, testing, including face masks and things. And the reason is that, you know, we saw what happened with the last pandemic, and everything that they told us to do was a lie. It was meant to control us. It was meant to infringe upon our freedoms so that they can, you know, use this as a mechanism for the next time and, you know, try to get us to comply and things. And, you know, what we've seen here is, you know, when we first started the pandemic back in 2020, you know, we saw big tech and big pharma and the government and even the media all lie or prohibit any kind of or censor any kind of information coming out about the effects of the vaccine and things. And so, you know, people were complying, or, you know, they went along with this and said, oh, we'll, you know, we have to trust the science and stuff. And then we find out the science is all junk. And then everything you see now coming out about the virus, about mRNA technology, about just COVID itself, the usefulness of masks has been about the detriments of it. You know, Pfizer not testing on the efficacy of the vaccine and things of that nature. So we're trying to say never again. And we want people to go to standformomedicalfreedom.com and support our initiative by signing up to sign the petition. What we're trying to do is we've got circulators going around the state, or signature collector people going around the state, grassroots people. And if you want to sign the petition, we want to make it as easy as possible. And so we're going to try to arrange to come to your house and actually make it easy for you to sign the petition. So you go to our site, standformomedicalfreedom.com, sign up to sign the petition. And if you're so inclined, you can also, we encourage people to sign up to help us get signatures. We need about 172,000 signatures from around the state. And so we need as many people as we can. And lastly, and just as importantly, they can go there and donate to our cause and help us push back against the, you know, the medical community, the medical cartel, as I call it.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we're trying to say to the Sam Pages and to the Tashara Joneses, we don't want to give you that authority to tell us what we have to put on or in our bodies.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, it goes back to, you know, psychology. I mean, you know, classical conditioning and things like where basically you've conditioned people to, in this case, I mean, it's just like, you know, teaching a dog to do stupid tricks, you know, getting somebody conditioned to wear a mask and gloves in their car. I mean, I'm sorry, you're gone. I mean, anything that you could mm-hmm. have, you know, disease-wise is far better than anything you have mentally at this point, because it just doesn't make any sense. And they've
exactly.
conditioned people to do this. And, you know, Byron, I've said from the get-go, I mean, a lot of times early on, you know, I try to show people the common sense logic behind this not being true, and they just wouldn't have anything to do with it. But I got to the point where, you know, fine. If you want to do what you want to do, I mean, you can, you know, eat razor blades for all you want. I don't care. Do you. But do not force me to take part in this stupidity. And that's the problem I have. Anybody that wants to, you know, go ahead and have boosters and all the vaccines, you know, for, you know, till eternity, go ahead. But when you start telling me to act as ignorant as you are, that's when I have a problem with it. So does your petition address that?
Yeah, it does. Because what we're saying is that, you know, the government or school districts or, you know, universities can't force someone to take a jab or to wear a mask. Now, and we're not saying that this is anti-vaccine. We're just saying is that we want people to be able to make their own decisions regarding their health. And this also doesn't really prevent, because Missouri is an at-will employment state, and that's an issue that we can't address in this amendment thing. But so if an employer, like you saw BJC, saying that they want their people to wear masks, that the amendment doesn't address that. But what it does prevent is the government from saying, okay, employers, if you don't enforce the mask mandates, you could be arrested, or you could lose government contracts, or you could lose funding for things. What we've determined, or what we've researched, is that a lot of these companies would never have complied with the mask or vaccine mandates had they not been threatened with fines or by loss of contracts for with their work with the government, or with, you know, because you got defense contractors and all these types of people, you know, schools and things that are get money from the government. And so when they use that and hang that over their heads, that is, you know, that is a coercion tactic, and this would prevent them from doing that. So there might be some employers out there that are, you know, that these kind of woke facilities, you know, Starbucks might wear them, but, you know, given that some of the people that actually work there, it's probably safer for us if we have them wear masks and stuff. But the issue here is that they, you know, is that your employer or my employer wouldn't be forced or be held criminal for, you know, mandating this. And, you know, that is, you know, what we're trying to, you know, so our goal is to just stop the government from infringing upon our medical rights.
And you're right.
You know, these are protected, we believe, in the Constitution. But the issue here is that, you know, there are a lot of cases with regards to informed consent between a doctor and a patient, but there really is no constitutional cases regarding the government imposing their will upon the people. And no, so we're trying to protect
well, and
that.
It's time for the people just to stand up and say enough is enough, because if enough of us do it, then, you know, they don't have a choice then to stop the stupidity. But the bottom line, and going back to your mask situation, I mean, a lot of it at this point is just virtue signaling, in my opinion.
Yes.
I mean, it's become I consider it the MAGA hat for liberal stupid people. So, I mean, if you want to, you know, point out that you're, you know, and I would cover my face, too, if I were that dense. But I'm just saying, I mean, they wear the mask, I think, is more for virtue signaling than, because if you actually think this is doing anything, then, you know, please, you know, I'll talk really slowly to you.
I think anybody that wears masks right now is basically saying I'm a Karen.
Yeah, you know, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And again, I try to avoid those people because I'm afraid that they may not be able to comprehend what I have to say. But you know what? We have a couple minutes left. Anything you want to hit upon besides this hot issue that we were talking about? And again, how can we get in touch with you? Mentioned earlier, but again, the people do want to sign the petition. How do they? What's the website, or how can
they? Well, they
go
can sign up to sign the petition at StandForMoMedicalFreedom.com. So
okay.
medicalfreedom.com and sign up to sign the petition, or sign up to help us get signatures, and more importantly, just as importantly, is to donate. But the other thing that we're actually working on, and we're actually with sponsor, you know, working with News Talk STL, is we're doing a town hall coming up in January, mm-hmm, on building a better, safer St. Louis city. So it's an opportunity for us to bring the citizens, bring the legislators to the citizen and let them hear an unfiltered opinion information about legislation that's going on in Jefferson City to kind of help St. Louis deal with the bad governing that's going on in that city. And so we're looking forward to having Tim moderate our panel. We have Senator Igel, Representative Justin Sparks, Representative Jim Murphy, Representative Steve Butz, and then we've also asked Senator Nick Schroer to come and Senator Carla Madigan. So this is a bipartisan effort to try and, you know, just inform the public what's going on. You know, we've been asked by several neighborhood associations because they're fed up with what's going on in the neighborhood in from City Hall, and they don't want homeless people urinating or defecating on their streets. They don't want crime to, you know, just to continue going on as it is, and they want people addressing these issues, and so we're trying to bring it to them so that they can see for themselves what you know, what Jefferson City is doing to solve some of these problems.
Okay, and where is this going to be? I mean, I didn't.
It's going to be at the Immaculate. I'm sorry. It's going to be the Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Church.
Okay.
On 4092 Blow Street. It's going to be on Friday, January 12th, and it's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And they can go to freedomprinciplemo.org. and learn more about the town hall, and then, and if they can't attend but want to submit a question, they can actually submit a question online, and we'll include it as part of the questions that get asked at the town hall.
Okay, and I think there's some information on the News Talk STL site too that people can go to, and they can find out about it. But I look forward to it. Well, hey, you know, Byron, it's been always insightful, and you know, I always get going on, I get all riled up when we're talking. But I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm glad the hernia is feeling better, and I hope you have a great Christmas.
You too, and thanks for having me on. And it's always good to see you, and whenever at the Center Right meetings and stuff. So. You have a good Christmas, and again, thanks for News Talk STL helping out on this.
All right, thank you very much, Byron. You take care. That's Byron Keelan on the line with this. He always gets me fired up, Joey. You know, I mean, he talks about things that I'm a little bit passionate about. You know, I mean, kind of like, you know, towels are supposed to be for show, but we'll talk about that later on. We got Mitch Murphy in the background. I think he's getting ready to do some Christmas songs, but I doubt it. And I'm Todd Showalter. In the meantime, this is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Andrew Polacek talks about why St. Louis's elected officials love to steal money and ruin our city.
Hey, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, and we've got breaking news. For the holidays, liberaljoke.com is open for business. What is it? Well, it's got all the things that you're not going to find in the store, and they're kind of offensive. And guess what? Joey V is our new store manager.
When you buy one item from liberaljoke.com, a Joey V in need gets one free. Please help the community, give back, buy something from liberaljoke.com. A Joey V really needs your help today.
And please do. His eyes are bulging out of his head as he says that. He really looks pathetic. So I've got a liberaljoke.com. That's liberaljoke.com. There's funny t-shirts, mugs, you name it. Again, stuff you're not going to find in the stores because it's too offensive. And wear one so you can be canceled. And by the way, if you are canceled, there is a cancel this t-shirt at liberaljoke.com where you can say hi to Joey, who's now the store manager.
Thanks for not shoplifting. Goodbye. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who believes so much in peace on earth and goodwill towards men that he once helped Bruce Wayne change his tire after the Batmobile lost its wheel, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V and Mitch in the background, hopefully practicing some Christmas carols. And on the line right now is Andy Polacek. How's it going, Andy? We're going to talk to us today about hopefully improving the city of St. Louis, or you've got some ideas for it, don't you?
Yeah, I've been working on a whole handful of things here, and I appreciate you said my name right. Congratulations on that.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing.
Good job. I wish the telemarketers would practice. yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think everybody in Missouri, in the St. Louis area, definitely is aware that the city of St. Louis is a never-ending problem. My view of it is, and people get offended when I say this, but I think other generations have dropped the ball on fixing it. I think the time has obviously come. I think people need to realize that, you know, you've let this fester into a cancerous tumor that spreads out throughout the state and is spreading bad values and all types of things. The crime spreads out, whatever. You know, I don't know if I need to go over the list of our issues, but, you know, basically City Hall is criminal. There's no other way to put it, right? And I have to say that people don't like when I say this, but there are certain GOP members that more or less aid and abet, you know, call them the rhinos, call them whatever you want to call it, or they just won't take it on because they're afraid of being called racism, which is ridiculous because most black folks I know in the city want something to be done. But yeah, I mean, it starts with the money, right? Mm-hmm. They're almost certainly stealing money or pushing it towards their buddies. You know, we have the trash issues, the water issues. They let the roads go to hell until they, you know, until they get a bond measure passed to try to push people. They got sunshine issues, you know, and obviously the crime issues are never ending too. I'll pause for a second.
No, I understand. And, you know, you hit on something. What I find interesting, you've had all this Rams money that they keep talking about. I think it's like $700 million or something. But now, you know, you've got the money is there. And by the way, they put it in a bank account that doesn't draw interest. So it shows you they're not too bright right there as well.
Oh, well, I can tell you.
But the thing is, I mean, so now there's obvious problems and there's things. I mean, you could hire more police officers. You could fix the streets. I mean, just things any common person with, you know, any bit of, you know, brain cell could determine. But now we have to find it. We have to hire a committee or a consultant. They need a consulting group to, you know, help them decide the best ways of, you know, dealing with this money. I mean, come on. I mean, there's certain things. Go ahead.
You're dead on, and I guess I'd ask this question back to you. How many times do people have to screw up till you come to the conclusion that maybe they're doing it on purpose?
I'd say, and that was going to be my question to you, is something Soros. Doesn't smell right here. I mean,
It doesn't. There are, you know, look, there's a zillion conspiracy theories out there right now, and I would encourage people to at least listen to them.
Yeah.
Because the things I'm seeing behind the scenes with both the city of St. Louis and unfortunately ties to some of our GOP politicians in the state is there is an infiltration. There is a cabal. There is ties to globalist money. There are payoffs everywhere you look. They want the cities to be complete pieces of you know what, and they're going to continue to push it to be so. And you can see the patterns in other major cities. Luckily, we've actually done a little bit of a better job so far until the Supreme Court now said that, you know, you can't keep homeless people off of public property like they just did today in Missouri. I don't know if you guys talked about that yet. But no, I mean, I can tell you, Todd, just some insider information. They're not paying their insurance bills on some of their public workers.
Right.
Their health insurance. They're not, you know, they're buying these things. You know, my alderman, Dan Gunther, who now has a nice cushy job with forestry because everything's corrupt down there. You know, he told me 2 years ago they were going to pave Jefferson. I live off Jefferson. Is Jefferson paved? No. You know, at least not south of 40. Right. So it's what's crazy is increasingly I do believe this is tied to a combination of election fraud. I know Democrats in the city that believe the progressives are stealing elections. They're also using the feds to set people up. That's what happened with both Steve, the guy out of St. Louis County, Steve Stenger, mm-hmm. and it's what happened with the board of aldermen here. I'm not saying they weren't wrong in what they did, but they're using their Fed contacts to come after people. Have you ever heard of a guy named, it'll be funny if he hears that I said his name, Richard Callow?
No, I haven't.
Richard Callow is, I'm going to be careful what I say because he's probably one of his people will sue me, but the rumors are, and people that are very powerful have said that he basically is, he controls what the media says in the city of St. Louis and controls all the politicians. He was the one that was the third person on the text messages between Tashar, her corrupt felon dad, Vervis, and the third one was Callow. And he kind of controls these people. He's been around since the 80s or 90s. The moderate Democrats despise him, and they are also scared of him because of the information he gets, which most likely is coming from corrupt feds. I don't know that for sure. But yeah, he's one that really to dig into. He's pretty much, I think, one of the, I don't know if I would go as far as saying the Epstein, but it's kind of that little control command thing that you see with Epstein.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't control us, Joey and I here on our show. So we're in the media, but you know, he hasn't gotten to us yet. So you're safe on this one.
Good.
One thing also I've said before that, you know, it's you have to, I believe, have to actually try to let something get this bad. I mean, it's such a mess. And I think it's almost as if they're going out of their way to destroy it, kind of like with our country right now. I think the feds, whether it be, you know, the Biden administration and whatnot. I mean, I think they're going out of their way to destroy aspects of the country. And I think that's what's happening in our city. And one of the things I find interesting going back to some of this Rams money is, is, you know, well, they bring up this reparations stuff, which is just a word. And they're going to give people like a token amount of money. But what does that do? Andy, I mean, come on. You're basically buying votes.
Nothing. There's actually a large, mostly the older, more conservative black folks, but a lot of black folks are against it as well. I know a lot of Democrats, although they're scared to say it, are against it. You know, look, if you're going to invest any money into public, you know, public kind of works and improving people from a citizen point of view, it should be in either education or job training or something that would actually, you know, it's as simple as to teach the man to fish as opposed to give him fish.
Exactly.
It's just a very basic thing. Most likely there's a slush fund going on there too. It's probably indirectly going to Mayor Tashara's little crony buddies like City Hall. I can tell you, I've been in City Hall and they've turned on her in there too. They hated that homeless thing, how they just let the homeless people camp all over. They felt unsafe. Heck, I had a building permits woman who, of course, I won't disclose the name of, who said she thinks Tashara is tied to the cartels. It wouldn't surprise her in a second.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
their own base is turning on them. That's how bad they've gotten.
Well, and when's the last time? I think it's been, how long have the Democrats run the city? I think it's been, what, like 100 years or something?
I think our last Republican governor or mayor, was in the 40s or 50s.
Exactly.
I can't remember exactly. But I will tell you, and look, I am conservative and I'm a Republican, but I could tell you that I think Republicans have not done their job, you know, in terms of stepping up and doing things.
Right.
If you did investigations into the city of St. Louis's corruption and even some of the union corruption, I'm not necessarily anti-union, but I know there's corruption there. You could fix all this. It's just nobody has the will to do it. Now, I will tell you some good news. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but okay. When it comes out, you can have me back on and I can tell you what it is.
You bet.
We're waiting for paperwork right now. There's going to be something coming that City Hall's not going to like that's going to look at all their numbers, and that's going to be a bit of a game changer.
Well, okay, so when you say that's coming out, when is that going to happen?
You'll hear about it in January.
Okay. Well, you did have certain things
right now.
Yeah, the Kim Gardner situation, which is basically she was bought and put in to pretty much, you know, let all the criminals go. And we saw what happened with that. That went by the wayside. Now I think she's practicing to be a nurse. So I'm going to avoid that hospital.
I actually saw her over near where they train all the nurses off of Forest Park Boulevard. She walked into the Panera Bread and I was just struck at how short she was. And I had to ask somebody for sure if that was her. And it was just funny because it's like nobody holds her to account. She's hanging out laughing with her friends. And it's like, that woman helped destroy our city. Does
right.
anybody care?
Well, and the thing, too, you look at because the station here, we're in Maryland Heights now, and we used to be at Union Station, and everybody, I mean, is just leaving. I mean, either so you yep. have, when you have, businesses leaving, and you have, as far as residents there, I don't even know what the numbers are on that. I mean, that's gone, and we have, the police force has been depleted. You have people that don't even want to be on the force anymore. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much lower the city can go, but I'm afraid it has not hit rock bottom yet.
No, it hasn't. I mean, unfortunately, I would argue, and look, I'm not saying Greater Missouri isn't in better shape than St. Louis, but there's a lot of hidden problems people don't want to acknowledge that are slowly bubbling up to the surface. Unfortunately, what I've realized with human beings is until they get pain, it gets back to the point some children need to be spanked, if not all.
Right.
They just don't listen. They don't listen. They won't realize it. You know, they don't care until it affects them. You know, I can't tell you, I was downtown 2 days ago, and I mean, you got to get buzzed in to go to a retail store to buy Cardinal stuff for Christmas, right?
Right.
Half the stuff is, and it's pathetic. I mean, I've lived in cities all over the United States, and I can tell you, our city should be a nice, bustling city with lots of stuff going on. The only reason there's not people down there is the crime and the mismanagement of the political class. And I say class because I do put some blame at the feet of the Republicans as well, although obviously the majority of it is the Democrats.
Well, absolutely. And I remember well going back, and I've mentioned on other shows, going back to the 80s and 90s. I mean, St. Louis used to be a bustling area. I mean, you go down to the Landing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the nightclubs and everything going on, and there were businesses.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, and
it can be again.
But it can
the reputation
be.
Needs to change, and the crime. The crime's the number one issue. And on top of that, look, nobody wants to say it, but crime should be enforced equally against all people, no matter what their skin color, their sexual orientation, or anything. If you commit a crime, your race should not matter. Period. And that goes in all directions. Meaning, you shouldn't let people go because of their skin color—white, black, Indian, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm afraid, yes, I think that does happen in the city of St. Louis. I think they look the other way for certain ethnicities.
No, a crime is a crime. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're right. Yes. I mean, there should be no issue to that. Now, you mentioned again, you've got some ideas. Do you have any other ideas that you planned that you would like to see happen that so far haven't yet?
Well, one of them, and this is a statewide issue, is if we went to paper ballot hand counting in the city of St. Louis, I think the elections would be more valuable. I've been an election judge, and I highly doubt they're going to invite me back anymore since they know I'm criticizing them now. But I can tell you the elections in the city of St. Louis, ignoring even issues with machines and so on and so forth, are a complete and utter mess. It's a disaster. I mean, if you ever worked at a corporation or a company where you're like, how is this place still in business? How is anything accurate? I mean, there's just things are lost. You know, you show up in the morning and people can't vote. It's just a complete and utter mess. That needs to be looked into. I do think that the state should take over the police. And in a perfect world, I would say that's absurd because local people should have local control. But given the corruption and the infestation of the corruption is so deep in the city, my view is you cannot solve it without state interference or state involvement. Interference sounds like more a negative word, which is, again, where I think the GOP is dropping the ball. The state has the power to create commissions to go after them. They have, you know, they have the highway patrols, all these things they could do. You know, what you hear when you ask the GOP about this is they say, oh, racism, racism, racism. I'm telling you right now, you drive to North St. Louis, there are no BLM signs. You go to Webster Groves in Kirkwood. I'm from Kirkwood, by the way, mm-hmm. All over the place.
Yeah.
Black folks don't support that crap.
Right.
Dumb white liberals do.
We talked about that last week. I know you basically have these middle-aged Karens out there that are out there trying to do what they and as you said, I have they don't want it. I have friends. I mean, they say, why are they doing this? This is embarrassing. But they have this virtuing that they feel that they have to do. It's virtuous, rather. And it's embarrassing.
Secret, you want to talk about racism? Those are the most racist people in the world.
No, I totally agree. I do agree with that.
Signs. Yeah. They're the ones that you walk in a room with all black folks, and they're the ones who are like, ah, they're scared.
That's crazy. Well, and I agree with you, too, about the police. I think, you know, as far as the state or somebody taking control, because, again, the police force has been depleted. Nobody wants to be part of the police force. And another thing, because if you do arrest somebody, I mean, it'll come back on you. Or if you shoot somebody and you have to, you're defending, it'll come back on you. So why would you want to?
I can tell you this. Gabe Gore is better than her. Because she had to be, even for optics reasons, which that word optics, always focus on that because a lot of these politicians care more about optics than actual results. But what I would say is I know for a fact he's done things that are political. He's gone after a friend of mine for some BS charge, mainly because this guy helped fund the Sounds of Freedom. He's one of the first people to help fund that. And there's been other political things where you can just tell. And I'm sorry, once I see an action like that, my trust for you is then gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you can't use your political prosecutorial office to go after political opponents, as you're seeing on the national level as well. You're a scumbag if you do that. Mm-hmm. You should be in prison yourself if you do that. And unfortunately, Gabe Gore's done that. You know, but I have to tell you, honestly, if the city wants to get fixed, the people need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Missouri, just like the country. And unfortunately, what we see all over is people talk a lot. They post things on social media, but they don't actually do anything.
Exactly.
You know, and I'll tell you, there's actually more conservatives and more moderates in the city of St. Louis than people ever think. They really is. They're just scared and beat down, and they think there's no hope, which, of course, that's when you're already defeated.
Well, and that's just it. I call them, I've said before, I mean, I call them passive patriots. I mean, I know a lot of people that, and you have people that'll talk the big game and they'll do this, but they're afraid to actually get in the fight. People say, well, I'm worried for my job. Well, you ought to be worried for your country, because I mean you're about to lose it all if you don't stand up and fight the bully, which you have to do. And I've said this before, is that the bully is the most insecure weak person in the room. You just have to stand up to him and you'll find that you had nothing to worry about. Well, Andy, we're just about out of time. You got anything you want to add or where people can get in touch with you?
I would just say, you come back to me in January. I don't know when exactly in January, probably near the end, and we'll have some good news about us going after the city of St. Louis's corruption.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I wish you a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and look forward to having you back on soon.
Same here. Merry Christmas to you, Todd. You have a great one.
Take care too. That's Andy Polacek on the phone.
You were talking about bullies and what would happen if I got into a fight with a bully and accidentally punched a hole in my wall because I'm a bad fighter.
I tell you what, that would be bad. You know, you would show your manhood and who's the real boss, and you don't have to be afraid anymore. But guess what? You're gonna need that wall to be fixed, aren't you, my friend?
I could try it myself.
No, I wouldn't do it. You know what I would do if I were in your shoes? I would call my buddy Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers. That's what I would do. Did you think about that? Yeah. Well, you should have thought about that because that's what they do. They fix holes in walls that you've like knocked yourself, but they also do other things. Say you want to move that wall. They'll even move the wall. They'll even build the wall. They'll even build the whole deck. They'll do all kinds of stuff to your home because that's what they do. They do remodeling, but that's not all. They also fix things. If you've got something broken around the home, I mean, whether it's electric or plumbing or plaster or did I mention before that they'll even move a wall? They'll do that, too. They do all of that at the Bernstein Remodelers. And my buddy Rick, okay, who I've now known over 20 years, when we started the show, I've known him for 20 years, but now it's beyond that. He's a great guy. And all of his staff, he makes sure that they're perfectly trained and they know what they're doing. But most of all, what about that staff, Joey?
Mostly, they're polite.
They are polite. They're very polite.
No, actually, 100% polite.
They're 100% polite. Like I say, sometimes I have nothing wrong around the house. I just need somebody to come over and be polite because people are usually afraid of me. So if you have things that you need done around the home or if you need something fixed that's broken, I want you to call my buddy Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers right now at 314-324-3024. That's Rick at the Bernstein Remodelers, 314-324-3024. And when we come back, I am so dang excited because I think Mitch is going to play his Christmas music for us because he's got on his Santa outfit, but it's not really a Santa outfit. It looks like a pumpkin head, but we'll deal with that. What was your favorite gift when you were growing up? I'll tell you what mine was. No, you go first. What was your favorite present when you were a kid?
Well, there happen to be themes when you're a kid. Whatever your favorite cartoon is, the grandparents will just shower you with that one thing.
Oh.
And right when South Park came out, which is incredible. When I do the math, I was 10 years old when that filthy cartoon came out, and I was obsessed with South Park.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think my grandma knew that they were cussing and talking about dirty things on there, but she got me stuffed Cartman, stuffed Chef, an inflatable Cartman chair. I got the soundtrack version of the show with the songs. They were actually censored, and she took me back up to Sam Goody so we could get the uncensored version. She should have caught on by then.
Wasn't grandma
great? This was
great.
A filthy show, and that show is still going, like, 25 years later.
What's the guy's name? Trey Parker or something?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone, yeah.
They are billionaires. Now, they're like these characters. They're made out of construction paper, some goofy thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it really caught on. So, I mean, you know, I do cartoons. I actually spend a little bit more than 30 seconds on my on my work. But these guys, now they're billionaires, from what I understood, that they like sold out to some giant corporation, and now that South Park is South Park Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but your grandmother helped with that.
I think she helped warp my little sense of humor.
Oh, I had
all that stuff.
My grandparents, they encouraged my warped sense of humor. And that's why I say when I'm the chief later on with my grandchildren, my main thing, I hope I'm a grandfather soon or someday. Anybody hear that? I don't know if they listen to the show, but, you know, get on it if you are. Anyway, I can't wait to corrupt their little minds.
Yeah, whatever the Beavis and Butthead or the Simpsons is of the future, just buy them that stuff and they'll think you're the coolest grandpa in the world.
Oh,
at home, we're not allowed to watch this. Well, at grandpa's house,
my grandfather, both of my grandfathers were great, but my grandfather, he introduced me to Playboy when I was 6 years old.
Introduced as in he just left it in the bathroom? Oops.
I think that's what it was. But, you know, that's not the story that I tell. Yeah. Because you're much younger than I mean, you never really got into the dirty magazines because you have like the internet and stuff, right? So, I mean, where you could actually just go on and browse that kind of stuff. So we used to have like these centerfolds. Like you'd open the giant centerfold. And you know what I did one time? I was always in trouble as a kid. Okay. I think I mentioned that. But they used to have, I'll never forget it, this guy's name was Mr. Davies. He was my math teacher, and he didn't like me very much. If he's listening, I doubt he is. But he didn't like me very much. But they had those screens that they pulled down, okay, that, you know, they would do the overhead projector on. So before they did the overhead projector, they had to pull down the screen. Well, Mr. Davies, he was late for something. But I had, thank God he was, because I had, like, Miss April, okay, and I pasted her, like with Scotch tape. I didn't actually paste it. You know, it had called Rick Bernstein. And then on the screen, so it rolled up. And so it came time to do something stupid like algebra. And he pulled down the screen and there is Miss April. And he knew right away it was me. And I said, the fun we had. I mean, oh, boy, Miss April right there. And he was just shocked and angry. And he knew right away it was me.
He's an instant sex offender when he did that.
He certainly
had to introduce himself to the other schools.
I think he's in jail. No, he's not. Oh, yeah.
Probably dead.
If you are in jail. If you are listening, I'm sorry about that. But it was a lot. It was a good time.
Well, it was the backside, so we could learn her hobbies. It wasn't the nudie part. We wanted to know what she likes to wear and where she likes to travel.
Oh, so you do know what I
wear. I have seen a scene. I just outed myself.
You probably saw one in the library or, you know, a St. Charles library. Yeah, they're up there. I think they got all – that's probably too clean.
I complained to the St. Charles library. I said, why are you putting these nudie magazines on the bottom shelf? My back hurts, and I don't want to bend over. Could you please put them up at arm's length?
Well, that's like you. Does your back hurt? Because we took a ride earlier to go take a picture because everybody loves our pictures. And you had your seat warmer on because you said it helps your lumbar. Now, exactly what is a lumbar?
I think that's your lower butt, your higher butt, your lower spine. It's in the middle there somewhere. I
like
think.
The sound of that.
I think it's something that gets sad because they always say you need lumbar support.
Oh, is that what it is? Because sometimes I think after you said that, I feel for the rest of the day, I'm going to compliment people on their lumbar.
Mm-hmm. That's a good looking lumbar you got back there.
Exactly. Nice lumbar. I bet you Miss April had a very nice lumbar, I bet. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't that great. Yeah. That's the one thing about school. I was always in detention. Did you ever do detention?
I did detention once because I was a Boy Scout, and I got my cool new flint and steel keychain. You could start a fire whenever you wanted. And I let these punk kids borrow it. They tried to start a fire right there in math class. They had a piece of paper, and they were just throwing sparks off the little flint and steel. And the teacher gave all three of us detention, even though I wasn't doing a thing.
Oh, of course not, because that's like me. I was never doing anything. They just accused me of things, even though I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the day, you could smoke at school, too. They had a smoking section.
They had the smoking lounge.
Everyone had lighters on them, and then I bring in flint and steel. That's like three steps removed from actual fire, and I get detention.
Nowadays, you'd probably get a big payout. They'd probably like say, you were oppressed.
Go suck on a battery, you vapors. That's
what they will do. Yeah, that was a good time, detention. You know, you... At the Christmas party last Thursday, you were with us, and my lovely wife was with us, and she was glad that you were there, so she didn't have to talk to me. But we were talking about one thing, we were mentioning detentions, and the detentions, my favorite one, we were talking about this, remember? They locked me up, okay? And right next to the principal's office, they had a little room that they would do the morning announcements in, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's where they decided little Todd, was going to do his detentions. They put me in there. They weren't thinking too clearly. And that had a microphone, and it had this PA system. And you know what I did? I locked the door, and I had fun. That was my radio start right there. And I basically told everybody in the school that I was trapped, and they couldn't get in. And after that, I went to the other school that had bars on it.
That's funny because they do that in Shawshank Redemption, but that was already in prison. It's like you did your Shawshank Redemption. You lock the door and you turn on the record player so all the inmates can hear your beautiful morning zoo voice.
Is that what it was?
And then they pulled you out and then threw you into a real prison.
So they stole that from me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wasn't that like a Stephen King book?
That was, yeah.
He must have heard. Maybe he was in my class.
Frank Darabont movie. He directed it. Yeah, that's one. That,
Frank Darabont.
IMDb used to be the number one place for me. I'd go on there I'd just chat with other movie weirdos. And IMDb top 250. It was always a fight between Shawshank Redemption and Godfather.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why? It was supposed to be a much more popular movie, but apparently the name was stupid. Nobody could remember the name, or they didn't know what it was about. Mm-hmm. But one of them was like on, I don't know, it was Tim Robbins or one of these guys that was in it. I don't know. It was Morgan Freeman. Maybe it was Morgan
Admiral
Freeman.
Admiral Andy Dufresne.
Andy's coming on later, but now you just said Morgan Freeman. I do an impersonation of him, too.
Andy Dufresne. Yeah, cool. Try it. I want to hear it.
This is Morgan Freeman.
Welcome to Earth.
No, that was actually Sean Connery doing Morgan Freeman.
Even better, multi-talented.
I tell you what, I do try. I really do try. You know, Admiral Andy was coming in because apparently I was a little rough on him over the last couple of
weeks. You insulted him a little bit?
Now,
a
you have bit. To understand that the only reason I insult Admiral Andy is because I can. But the thing is, I understand that maybe I went a little bit too far. So we're going to get Admiral Andy on the phone, okay? And I am going to be just gushing. Mm-hmm. I mean, gushing. Oh, don't tell anybody I'm going to do this. I want him to think this
we're going
to really
get
fun.
Out the swear jar. And if you say the word flunk once, you got to put a quarter in. Every time you say flunk.
I want him to think this is from the heart, okay? I mean, I don't want him to think that we're just making this up, because I'm not. You know, I wouldn't do that. But when we come back, Admiral Andy's going to join us, and we're just going to shower him with love, okay?
He'll accept that. He definitely won't think there's a prank coming.
No, absolutely not. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V, Mitch in the background. I certainly hope he plays a Christmas song. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, we apologize to Admiral Andy for teasing him so much this past year, and then we shower him with love. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man so smart, the three wise men called him to chat about gift ideas before heading off to Bethlehem, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V on The Right Mind Show. And on the line now is someone I love very deeply, someone I care about, someone that, I just, from the bottom of my heart, think is a wonderful person that I would never say anything bad about, the Admiral himself, Admiral Andy. Hello, Admiral.
Welcome to the show, Andy.
Wait a minute. Wait, are you sure you're talking about me?
Is this Admiral Andy? Because I want to say there are a lot of things aside from your earlobes that I really respect and admire. And I mean, every day, how could I ever be as wonderful as Admiral Andy? Have you done anything today that would just kind of like make me feel, you know, inadequate?
What do you want? You must want something.
No. I want you to know how proud I am of you, how much I support and care about you, and how, you know, I have people in my family, I have friends and things like that, but often you're the last person I think about when I close my eyes at night.
Well, I'm not quite sure how to feel about that.
Admiral Andy, I want to add that whenever I see all the hard work you do on all the podcasts that you produce and making other people's dreams come true,
wonderful.
It's a selfless act. And
it is.
I appreciate you, and I want to be like you one day.
I do. Well, you can't, because I want to be like him.
Okay.
We can't share Admiral
turns.
Andy's perfection. Okay. What have you done today that can just really make us feel not only proud to know you, but again, feel inadequate about ourselves?
Well,
You built a well. No, because anything you say, Admiral Andy, is to me like music to not only my ears, but our listeners' ears, because you're a wonderful person and you're a scholar. You went to school and you learned a lot and you've done a lot of really neat stuff and you have a really cool dog. Anything else?
Am I dying?
I think we all are dying, just at different speeds. I don't know what yours is.
Do you an angel?
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore. Okay, I have tried. And look, I'm sitting here. Do you ever have, like, you feel like you got to sneeze, you know, and then you're holding it in? I'm doing my best to be nice. But, okay, apparently I was just a little rough on you last week, and not in the physical way. That's something else. We do that off the air. But I mean, that apparently I was rough on you, and so I decided, you know what? I just want to show how much I care about you, and I did right there. I got it out of the way. So now, can I go back to just being myself?
Sure.
Well, Andy, you know, is there anything else you'd like to add before you go back to the love tunnel, or as you call it, a submarine?
Yes. I just want to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Whatever you celebrate, celebrate it well. Be safe. Come back to us after the new year. And don't forget to hug your family, because this world can be here today and gone tomorrow.
Can we hug you next time we see you? Are you a hugger?
I am a total hugger,
man. All right.
You are a hugger.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you're going to like this one. Hey.
Rear naked chokehold.
Come here to Admiral Andy. I want to hug you.
One last thing. Don't forget to check out our podcast every Friday night. Nothing's Off the Table at 8 p.m. Central Time on Facebook and YouTube Live.
It's a great show, by the way. And you have a really nice logo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us on the show. And again, you are wonderful.
Thank you, fellas. Wish I could have been there today, but we'll see you next time.
All right. I get that.
Oh, hello, Mike. That's Admiral Andy.
I was playing with a new voice setting. You like it?
I like that. We're snorting helium over here.
I thought I was having a flashback.
It's running low, but we like to use it anyway.
Oh, fun we have. Take care, my friend.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Everyone loves the new voice setting. Oh, my goodness.
I like it.
All right. Well, it's the Christmas elf setting, really.
Oh, my lumbar.
Oh, you got to crack that out more often. That could be Mitch.
Mitch has never spoken on this show, and we don't want him to.
No, he's a mystery. Well, I've had a good time. I'm feeling the Christmas spirit. I'm going to go eat a Christmas cookie, and, you know, it's going to pretty much wrap it up, except for Mitch's big finale.
I see him guzzling that nog over there right now. I don't know if his hands were shaking too much, but he's steady.
Because he did dump a bunch of stuff in it. I couldn't tell what that is. But, yeah, I guess we'll see what he comes up with. I'm going to make sure that I'm way the heck out of here before he starts. So, yeah, have you had fun, Joey?
The most fun. And you know what? This whole year since I got to know you, it's been great. I love hanging out with you. I look forward to these days as well.
I do, too. And I mean that sincerely, unlike Andy that I had to make that whole thing up about. I'm kidding you, Admiral Andy. Well, maybe just a little bit. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch is going to take us out with some Christmas music. Maybe, probably won't. This is the Right Mind Show, and as I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
See you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.
Hey, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, and we've got breaking news. For the holidays, liberaljoke.com is open for business. What is it? Well, it's got all the things that you're not going to find in the store, and they're kind of offensive. And guess what? Joey V is our new store manager.
When you buy one item from liberaljoke.com, a Joey V in need gets one free. Please help the community, give back, buy something from liberaljoke.com. A Joey V really needs your help today.
And please do. His eyes are bulging out of his head as he says that. He really looks pathetic. So go to liberaljoke.com. That's liberaljoke.com. There's funny t-shirts, mugs, you name it. Again, stuff you're not going to find in the stores because it's too offensive. And wear one so you can be canceled. And by the way, if you are canceled, there is a cancel this t-shirt at liberaljoke.com where you can say hi to Joey, who's now the store manager.
Thanks for not shoplifting. Goodbye.